The girl's eyes shot open when the back door slammed into the wall below her room, and her heart skittered in her chest when she heard footsteps rushing through the kitchen, the hallway, and up the stairs. Unsure if it was the police raiding the house in search of drugs, or one of her stepdad's enemies coming to fight with him again, she did what her mummy had told her to do and wriggled under the bed, burying herself beneath the dusty clothes, shoes, and comics that were stashed in the space between the mattress and the floor. The footsteps reached the landing, and she held her breath as she waited for her door to burst open. They went straight past, and seconds later her mum screamed, and her stepdad yelled, "What the fuck?" "Shut it or you're dead," a deep voice warned. "You know what we're after." Sure now that it wasn't the police, because they always announced themselves and ordered everyone to stay where they were, which usually culminated in the fat lady social worker taking her to stay with strangers for a couple of days, the girl jumped when something heavy hit the wall behind her head.
"Please don't hurt us," her mum cried. "I'll tell you where it is."
"Go get it," another voice ordered, "and don't fuck about, or you're dead and all."
"You ain't getting clish,"
the girl's stepdad argued, his Jamaican accent thickening with anger.
"You think me don't know you? Think you can step in me yard with your face cover, and me won't recognise them beady little eye? Smoke the cunt,"
the deep voice barked, and the child shuddered at the sound of a violent struggle breaking out. Glass shattered and wood splintered, then a boom that sounded like a massive firework going off filled the air, and she sucked in a sharp breath when her mum screamed again, before abruptly falling silent. A sinister chuckle broke the silence, and the girl bit down on her hand when her mum's bedspring started squeaking and the headboard banged rhythmically against the wall. She'd been woken by those same noises many times since her stepdad had moved in, and once, when she'd got up to use the toilet in the middle of the night, she'd accidentally seen them doing noughties, so she didn't need to guess what was happening. After what felt like an eternity, the thudding stopped, and the girl heard drawers and cupboards being rifled through. Her bedroom door suddenly opened, and in the light spilling in from the landing, she saw a pair of feet clad in green trainers. Praying that the man wouldn't hear her breathing as he entered the room and turned in a slow circle before approaching the bed, she shrank further back when he crouched down and raised the edge of the quilt. Dark eyes peered into the cramped space, and terrified that he would see her, drag her out and kill her, hot piss trickled out from between her legs and soaked her nightgown. At the exact moment the man reached out to push the clothes aside, another pair of feet appeared in the doorway behind him, and the deep voice said, "Got it, let's go."